The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give.
Father in heaven, it is right that we should give you thanks and glory. You alone are God, living and true. Through all eternity, you live in unapproachable light, source of life and goodness. You have created all things. To fill all your creatures with every blessing, and lead all to the joyful vision of your light. Countless hosts of angels stand before you to do your will. They look upon your splendor and praise you night and day. United with them, and in the name of every creature under heaven, we too praise your glory as we sing.
Holy, holy.
Your greatness, all your actions show your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own likeness and set us over the whole world to serve you, our Creator, and to rule over all creatures. Even when we disobeyed you and lost your friendship, you did not abandon us to the power of death, but helped all to seek and find you.
Hosanna in the highest.
Again and again, you offered a covenant to us, and through the prophets taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you so loved the world that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior. He was conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. A man like us in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to those in sorrow joy. In fulfillment of your will, he gave himself up to death, but by rising from the dead, He destroyed death and restored life.
Hosanna in the highest.
And that we may live no longer for ourselves, but for Him, He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as His first gift to those who believe, to complete His work on earth and bring us to the fullness of grace. Father, may this Holy Spirit sanctify these offerings. Let them become the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, as we celebrate the great mystery which He left us as an everlasting covenant. He always loved those who were His own in the world. When the time came for Him to be glorified by you, His Heavenly Father, He showed the depth of His love. While they were at supper, He took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In the same way, He took the cup filled with wine. He gave you thanks, and giving the cup to His disciples, said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, it will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come.
Lord Jesus, come.
Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Thank you. Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption. We recall Christ's death, his descent among the dead, his resurrection, and his ascension to your right hand. And looking forward to his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the acceptable sacrifice which brings salvation to the whole world. Lord, look upon this sacrifice which you have given to your church, and by your Holy Spirit, gather all who share this bread and wine into the one body of Christ, a living sacrifice of praise. Lord, remember those for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially John Paul, our Pope, and bishops and clergy everywhere. Remember those who take part in this offering, those here present and all your people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember those who have died in the peace of Christ, and all the dead whose faith is known to you alone. Father, in your mercy grant also to us, your children, to enter into our heavenly inheritance in the company of the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and your apostles and saints. Then in your kingdom, freed from the corruption of sin and death, we shall sing your glory with every creature through Christ our Lord, through whom you give us everything that is good.
Of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever.